We're in Daf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph Rashi. Then we'll go back to Taisus and Yitz Hashem. But just let us briefly review what we had learned so far in the sugya. We had had a problem. That's how the sugya really started. We had a stira in the Mishnah of Tomid and the Mishnah in Midos. The Mishnah in Tomid said that the Lishkas HaTloim was Tzvoinis Marovis. The Mishnah in Midos says that the Lishkas HaTloim was Droimis Marovis, Marovis Droimis. That was the stira. So the Gemara had said that the Stam Tane of Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We brought one raya from a Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov seems to be speaking in that Mishnah. And then we brought another raya that Stam Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because the Mishnah explains that the reason the Kaisel HaMizrahi was low was in order to enable the Kayin HaSeir HaSapore to see the Pesach HaHechel. And if we don't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Elazar ben Yaakov held that the Pesach HaHechel started 20 and a half amis higher than the bottom of Har HaBayis. So it would be impossible to view the Pesach HaHechel from the Shar HaMizrach of Har HaBayis, because the whole Shar was only 20 amis, and this was this Pesach started 20 and a half amis higher. But if it doesn't go according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it was only 19 and a half amis higher than the bottom of Har HaBayis, so it wasn't necessary to make a low chayma. One would be able to view the Pesach HaHechel from the Pesach of the Chayma HaMizrahi. That was the Gemara's Raya, that Stam Tane de Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Gemara brought Rav Ada bar Rava that wanted to be Matche this Raya. Rav Ada bar Rava says, it's not Muchach that Stam Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Could be the Mesechtes Midos is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that HaMizbeach Memutza Va'oimet Be'emtza Azore. The Mizbeach was 9 Amos tall. So therefore, if the Azore was 13 and a half Amos, and you had a Mizbeach which was Mamish flush in front of the Pesach HaHechel, which made it 22 and a half Amos a barrier, so it could be that is the reason why we had to make sure that there was a low chayma, because it would be impossible to view the Pesach HaHechel from the Pesach of the Chayma HaMizrahi, because we have a barrier of 20, that means that only after 22 and a half Amis can we view the Pesach HaHechel. So it would not be able to be viewed from the Shar HaMizrahi. That was Rav Ada bar Rava's teretz. So the Gemara slugged up this teretz. The Gemara said, you can't say Stam Midos is Rabbi Yehuda, because we learned a Mishnah Midos, which from that Mishnah it would seem that Raiv of the Mizbeach was Bedorim. So if Raiv of the Mizbeach was Bedorim, so it wasn't Be'emtza. So we see Stam Tana de Midos is not Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Bedorim, so then right away we have a problem. So why did they have to make a low chayim in Mizrach? If it's, so you have to say, Elolav Shma Mino Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Shma Mino. So you have to say this first teretz, that the only way we can understand the Stam Mishnah Midos is we say it goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and then the Pesach HaHechel is 20 and a half amos, starts 20 and a half amos from the ground. Let us see the top Rashi. Elolav Shmamino Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov. The Ichsi lay, so it became blocked, it became covered by Maila Yaseira. Belay be Mizbeach. It wasn't because of the Mizbeach. The Shamina lay la Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov Peirik Shlishi, the Oma Kulay Mizbeach Bedorim Koi. Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov holds that the whole Mizbeach was Bedorim. So what does that mean? So if the whole Mizbeach was Bedorim, that means that the Mizbeach ended after 67 and a half Amis, going from Dorim to Tzofim. So after 67 and a half Amis, that was the midpoint of the Reichav HaZorah. V'chol chatzi chalal ha-Pesach megula. So then we have one half of the Pesach, of the Heichel, that's not blocked at all. So al kol choch, so why couldn't you view the Heichel through this Tzofen Chelik of the Pesach Heichel? Why couldn't it be viewed from over there? Sar Kolchoch, because we go according to Blazer Ben Yaakov that we elevated the floor of the Azorah one Amen. The Ikashe, fragt Rashi, Heichi mituk mestome mides alibay. So, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had his own day where the Mizbeach was Kulei Bedorim. Hashamine mehos tome, we learned. We had a Mishnah, just like we proved from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says the dimensions of the Reichav HaZorah and how everything fit in. So just like we proved from this Mishnah that it is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is not going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov either. V'kasha eichem etutne stome midas alibay, or shemine meha stome she'eichel ha-mizbeach sheva amais betzofen. The mizbeach went seven amais betzofen. Now, this statement is a kasha of Rashi. The Marshal is ma'irah this. Rashi, it asks the kasha, if we'll assume that there are 12 and a half amis bein ha-koisel le-kevesh, and then we have 62 amis, that's what that, so 62 amis. So we have over here, so we have 74 and a half amis. We have 74 and a half amis, so then Rashi, it asks the kasha, and the midpoint of the Azorah is 67 and a half, we have 72 and a half. We had 12 and a half, and then we had 62. So we have 74 and a half. We have 74 and a half. We have 67 and a half is the midpoint, and we have an extra 7 amis, and the last 2 amis we don't block the Pesach Ahechel because we have the Knis of the Yesoid and the Knis of the Seive. So we have 5 Amos that blocks the Ahechel. So Rashi has the Kasha, what's the right going to go to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Because Rashi made a Cheshbin that it is 7 and a half Amos. But if it's 5 Amos, it's very good. So then it can't block it. That Rashi had a Cheshbin. Is it Taki 7 and a half Amos is only 5 amis jutting out. But al kopanim, Rashi said from this beraisa we see that the mizbeach overlapped into tzofen. It overlapped into tzofen. So if it overlapped into tzofen, so that was the shaila. It was 10 and a half or 12 and a half. That was the shaila from Ben Akaisa Lekevish. But whatever it was, it overlapped into Tzofen, so the Mishnah cannot go according to, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov either. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said his opinion that the Mizbeach was Kulei Bedorim. And here it overlapped, Rashi says 7 of Kaponim, 5 Amis, it overlapped. So, So why is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov a bigger yachsin than Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi answers, Al kol choch ochim mefarshinim, hani esrim v'chamisha amesh ato noisein. So Rashi says, we'll have to say, when we learned the measurements and the dimensions of the Reichev Ha'azora, we ended up with 110. We had 110 Amis, we had left over 25 Amis. Or we had left over 21 Amis, that's if there was 4 Amis for the Shulchan. Al Koponim, so we divided the surplus area, we divided it in half, and there was either 12 and a half or 10 and a half was from the Kaisel to the Kevesh, and 10 and a half or 12 and a half was for the Nanasim, and that's how we understood the Mishnah. And if we learn like that, so the Mizbeach is jutting out towards Tzof. So Rashi says we don't have to learn like that. We won't learn like that. So it's not, we don't divide them equally. That the five and a half amis is between the kevesh and the kaisel. So by making five and a half amis, so then hamis. So the Mizbeach ends 67 and a half Amis, that's the midpoint of the Azor. And the rest will be the Nanasim. That's what we will have to say. And the Mishnah go like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You're making dreidlach already. It's not equal. You're not saying that the Nanasim and the Ben Kaisel, the Kevish is the same. So now, would that sound like Rabbi Yehuda also? If we're shuffling around the areas for our own convenience, in Cain, Shalai digde katana lechalkai lachatzoim, v'yesh lecho laharbois u lamait lahechan shel til. So that you could go and shuffle around and make this bigger, the smaller, no problem. So you could go according to Rabbi Yehuda also. I'll stick the Mizbeach be mamish in the middle. Ketzat, how will I do this? Ten esrim ve'echod umachze mehem ben kevish lekaisel. I'll make a large area, 21 and a half amis, till the kevish starts. Ba kevish shloishim. So now we have 51 and a half amis. The chatzi amizbeach, the mizbeach is 32, so chatzi mizbeach is 16, is that we have 51 and a half, and 16 is 67 and a half, so half of the mizbeach is mamish in the, is by the midpoint of the Azore, and that's mamish Rabbi Yehuda, that the mizbeach was memutze. So we can say that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why did we say the Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi says, "Holay motzis amrit." You can't shuffle a little, but to take 21 and a half before the kevesh, you're going to leave over 3 and a half for the nanasim. Please, that won't work. You're leaving over too little space for the nanasim, so that can't be. And as long as so you have to make a little more space for the nanasim, so the male and the mizbech won't be in the middle. This is how Rashi went through the sugya. And we see Rashi, it went against the grain of Rashi, the whole before Rashi, before Dafta Zainam at Beis, Estakasha, could be it was 12 and a half and 12 and a half, and the Shulchanis were Beseichan Anasim, and the Mele was Aizkoinko Tabulazza Ben Yaakov, Rashi bought from his Rebbe, Rashi didn't like the Rebbe's Teretz, Then Rashi, now all of a sudden here you're saying that it's lav davka ready, it's not the same size, the you don't split up the maisa between the kaisel kevish and the nanasim. Rashi didn't like this. Ube'enai, nira leforish, Rashi says personally, I would say a whole different shot in this whole sugya. Hoderav ade bar ave v'chola sugya beloshen acha. Rav Ade, that means we learned till now, Rav Ade Bar Ave was chaylik on the previous Gemara. Before we had a stira in the Mishnah, in Talmud in the Mishnah Midas. So the previous Tana said that Stam Tana the Midas is Rav Elezer Ben Yaakov. So Rav Ade Bar Ave was chaylik. Who says it's Rav Elezer Ben Yaakov? Maybe it's Rav Yehuda. You don't have any right. Rashi says, Rav Ade Bar Ave is not chaylik on before. V'chol ha-sugi b'loshen acher, Rav Ade Bar Ave omar homoni, he's not going on midas. You're right. Midas goes according to Rav Elezer Ben Yaakov. We want to know who's the Tane of Tomid. So that he says, homoni amas nisen de Tomid, omar lam amamunikoi. The Ram Yemidis Elave Masnis in the Tomid. We rest a kash from the Mishnah Midis, the Mishnah in Tomid. The Pligias Tomid the Midis. So who is this Tane? So he says Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda is the Tane of Midis. The Shaminen lay the Polig as Tomid the Midis. He's Chaylikan Midis. The Sanye Rab Yehuda Oima Mizbeach Memutze. The Isal Kedaiter is not a kasha on Rav Ade Bar Ave. Isal Kedaiter is the Oisvir of Rav Ade Bar Ave. Isal Kedaiter Midis Rab Yehuda. If that, he says like this, he's proving that the Tana of Midas is not Rabbi Yehuda. So he's the Tana of Tomit, who's Chaylik on Midas. V'is al kedaitach Midas Rabbi Yehuda, mimash kachas lo. So memele, it can't be. That means then we're going, it's very, very glottic that al koponim from the Mishnah. That means if we, that Zichar, if the Tana said the 25 Amis, the 25 extra Amis are divided between the Kaisel and the Kevesh and the Nanasim, that means half and half. And so Al Kolchoch, if it's half and half, Al Kolchoch, the Mizbeach is not in the middle, it's Rubai Bedorim. Just wanted to find us the Tana who was Choylik and the Stomid the Midas. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So that Mestome is the Tana of Tomid. So then you have to take a little wide out. Rabbi Yehuda Mishkach was not Al Marubet Mizbech B'dorim Koi Shema Mino. In Vayos it says El Olav Shema Mino Rabbi Elezer Ben Yaakovi. Well, that's no good. Because our argues that we're saying that the Mishnah in Midas is going according to Rabbi Elezer Ben Yaakovi. According to Rashi, the whole sugya is going about the Mishnah in Tomid. Belegasina El Olav Shema Mino Rabbi Elezer. The Belegasina El Olav Shema Mino Rabbi Elezer. He. Baruchi Perush Shema Mino Midas Lav Rabbi Yehuda. Hello. So this Rabbi Elezer Ben Yaakov, that we're moichik, and we just found out who the Tana of Tomid was. The Tana of Tomid was Rabbi Yehuda. So comes Rav Ade Bar Ave was not upkishlok. Rav Ade Bar Ave just told us who the Tana of Tomid was. Let us see Taisvis. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda the Oma Mizbeach and Tevav Tezayin Omed Aleph. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda the Oma Mizbeach Memut. So the Vayal Taisvus is going the way we learned till now, that Rav Ade Bar Ave is dinging sich, is chaylik on the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara had said that the Stam Midas has to go according to Rabbi Elezer Ben Yaakov, and that is why you cannot see the Pesach Eichel from the Shar HaMizrochi. So Rav Ade Bar Ave said, no, could be the reason you don't see it, because it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mizbeach is Memutze, the Ichsi Lei Pischa, and the Pesach Eichel gets blocked off, the Goyvei Shal Mizbeach Oimed Befonov, umafsikoi. Or maybe it's going on the Shah HaMizrochi, Bichsilei Pischa, that Pesach gets blacked off, Begoyvish HaMizbecha, Oimid Befonov, umafsikoi. Bochanami, Zuktoisvis, Avimotzi Lemeima, Aesis Obikitzer, the kivun of Ravada Barava was that it could be the reason you don't see the Pesach Heichel is because the Mizbech is blocking. Now, which Tana did he have that the Mizbech is blocking? So he had Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says it was flush in the middle, so the Mizbech Zichah blocked off the Pesach Heichel. Zoktaisvis, really, Vachinami Avimotzi Lemeima Rab Shimon. He could have said that the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, and according to Rab Shimon, will also block the Pesach Aheichel through the Mizbeach. Now, what is Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon says, the Omar Bepeik Ezeo Mekoimon, Kuloi Mizbeach Bitzofen Koi. Rab Shimon says that the whole Mizbeach was Bitzofen. So that means that the beginning of the Mizbeach started after 67 and a half Amis from the going from Dorum to Tzofen. So the Mizbeach started after 67 and a half Amis. Now, what was blocking? So now we have five Amis of towards Dorum, which is not covering the Pesach HaEichel. The Mizbeach first starts after 67 and a half Amis. So we have five Amis of the Pesach HaEichel. So Tosfos says, V'ha-kevesh mechasin b'fnei ha-Pesach. But you have the Kevesh. The Mizbeach takis starts after 67 and a half Amis. But the Kevesh will block the other five Amis of the Pesach HaEichel. The AFLP, so now Tosfos asks the Kasha. Tosfos asks, the Kevesh, you know, is going on a slant. The Kevesh is a ramp. So it's going down. So if it's going down, who says this will block the Pesach HaHichol, the other five Amis? The AFLP, Shah Kevesh, Yoyreid, Umishapeya, Litzadorim. The Kevesh is going down on a slant. Amidagdik Yovin, if you know some arithmetic, you'll figure out Shekoidem Sheyereid Govoi Shnei Amos Umachze Navkile Shipuoi Micheneged HaPesach. So Tosfos means to say like this. We're using the Mizbeach and the Kevesh to block the Pesach HaHeichel. Now, our cheshbonis are that the Kalkois, that means the Heichel started after 19 and a half Amis. Forget the Heichel. We're speaking about that the Azorah started on the Goyv of 13 and a half Amis, and we added 9 Amis, so we have 22 and a half Amis. 22 and a half Amis to block the Pesach Heichel. So Tosfos says that in order for the Kevesh to go down 2.5 Amis, L'chayre need to go down more than 2.5 Amis to see the Pesach HaHeichel. But if it were to go down 2.5 Amis, Tosfos says it'll be much more than 5 Amis. That means it'll go much more than 5 Amis to go down 2.5 Amis. Be'erech, after 5 Amis, it should only go down 1.5 Amis. So Memele, so the Gemara could have said, Mimkein Avamotzi Lo'ukme Kerab Shimon. So the Gemara could have said it goes according to Rab Shimon. Oy Kerabi Yosi, could be it goes according to Rab Yosi also. This Lainami Mizbech Memutze Beperkot Shekadoshim. That means we have a few Tanoim, we could have said fine, the Mishnah of Midas. Elo Mishum, the Rab Yudish Amin Alei Behedye, he said, Klo, that it's Memutze. Priegav Nike Beperikot Shekodoshim, Doma Ravada Barava, Homoni Rab Yehudi, he Doma Mizbech Memutze. The Ravada Barava also said, Tan Korin Rab Yud, Oporich Venuk Meke Rab Yoisi, Ube Memutze, O Mishani Mishum, the Rab Yehudish Amin Alei Behedye. Rab Yehudi said, Beferish is Memutze, Rab Yoisi is Oiske Cheshbent, that he holds it's Memutze. Fatih. Umehosam kashalon, al peirish rabbeisav shal Rashi. But now, from that sugya, if we're talking about zvachim already, so Taisa says now we'll have a big problem. Why? Shepirish, the rabbeisav shal Rashi said, homoni rabbi Yehudahi, ahi the midas. That Taisa also was learning like this. That the Mishnah in Midas is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. He's the Tana of Midas. The Imkain, the Tachtaisvis, Tikshelei the Rab Ave Ba'ave Gufe, Uki Hosam Stomed the Tomid. In Zvachim, Rab Ave Ba'ave said Stomed the Tomid is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Snan Birloi Mishamatzei Teine Ki Rabbi Yehuda. So Rab Ave Bar Ave in Zvachim that said the Stam Tane of Tomid is Rab Yehuda. Now here Rab Ave Bar Ave in Yume says the Stam Tane of Midas is Rab Yehuda. Now the whole reason is because we had a stira Midas and Tomid, so we have to find the Stam Tane. Now but Rab Ave Bar Ave can't say that the Stam Tana of Midas is Rabbi Yehuda in Yume, and in Zvachim will say the Stam Tana of Tomid is Rabbi Yehuda. So why do we have a stira? Both Mesechtes are going according to Rabbi Yehuda. In one place it says the Lishkas Atloim was Tvoinis Marovis. That's what it says in Tomid. And in Midas it says the Lishkas Atloim was Marovis Dreimis. V'im kein lekel ameim edistomei Tomid umidis ke Rabbi Yehuda. You can't say that Stam Midas is Rabbi Yehuda, because in the Mishnah Gufa, why say Sittas, I mean, Mizbeach Gufa, the Pochim Motsus Mukmalokir Rabbi Yehuda. Mina Shulchonois Linanasim Dalit. Now, when the Mishnah explained the Reichev Ho'azore. So the Mishnah said that from the Shulchanos to the Nanasim are Dalad Amos. Taimen. This Nan B'Meseches. So from this we see two things. That there was an area for the Shulchanos. Rashi said that the Shulchanos were four Amos, or each Shulchan was one and a half Amos, or six Amos. And then there was a space between the Shulchanos and the Nanasim. Taima this number meseches tamid perk amalam amamune beis hamit bochayim hoyel tzvayne shal mizbech for all of shmoine amudim nanasim. So they're speaking about the nanasim which were on the top of the mizbech. At shebohen toilin umavshitin al hashulchanay shal shayi shebein amudim. So the Gemara says meseches tamid that the Shulchanis were between the Nanasim, they were mavshit on the Shulchanis Shalshayis. Rashi also said that. Rashi, when Rashi asked on the rabbis, Rashi says, Poshit, the Shulchanis are between the Nanasim. Vahochi mashmish yesh revach dalad ames b'neim. There's an area for Shulchanis, then there's a revach dalad ames. V'yishloim al Sotaisis wants to say, Hani achinu ninu. These are different shulchanos. Hani dahosam oimdim bein amudim. The Talmud is speaking about the shulchanos which were taken between the amudim. Shebem toilin and mavshitin. That's true. Vabehema munachas ala shulchanos. The behema was lying on the shulchan, even though they were mavshit. They hung it up on these hooks. So why do you need a shulchan for? They should take negreres al gabi karke. It shouldn't get dirty. It shouldn't schlep sich on the karke. So it was hung up on the hooks, and there were shulchanis that the rest of the behemah rested on. That's those shulchanis. Vahani dahoch, aino ches shulchanis shol shayish, dama perik leho yukoivsin, shayu medichim aleim akirvayim. These were the shulchanis that the kirvayim were washed out. Used to wash out the kirvayim. So these are different shulchanis, some emailah. So these shulchanos have an area, and there's dalad amis between these shulchanos and the nanasim. Shalom al Yisrael. Praktois ves miu koshe, the beperik lehoyu koivsin tnan hakirvayim madichen oison, they wash the kirvayim, bemuuton, the perish roshes, mutum is a type of a keli, al shulchonois shel shayish shebein ha'amudim. It's bitter. Here already it says in Tomid that the shulchonois shel shayish were used also, that they were bein ha'amudim, were used to wash out the kivayim. Al medahani nami bein ha'amudim avikainu. So memela, so now we're stuck. So now we have here, so what are these shulchonois? Miu riba borach goros hosom b'miuton shol shulchones not shebein amudim no shebein samid bochaim. I mean, here's a different gils over there. So it doesn't say the shulchones were bein amudim, was bein samid bochaim. Inami yesh loima. So now Tosis wants to say, go on to Santa Pshat. Half or P, we'll go with Agamore. Agamore says that the shulchones were dalit amis away from the nanasim. Yeah. And the Gemara says in Tomid that the Shulchanis were Bein Ananasim, Bein Amudim. So Taisri says, Yishloim Avabishay Rechoykim Dalad Amis Korele Bein Amudim. Even it was Dalad Amis away, it's still called Bein Amudim. I mean, it's a Pella. That means it first started Dalad Amis before then Amudim started, and that's still called Bein Amudim. It was in the Amudim area. Pektach Taisves, a Dalad Amis is 8 feet. And then the table first starts, and the behema was hung up on the Amudim, and then you first had Shulchanis 8 feet away. Dalad Amis. So what did the Shulchan help you if it first starts Dalad Amis away? They were very big shepsen. Umagia le Shulchanis. So you look at me, Modne, kide isa bebreishis rabe, d'chshema kivim, kivsei atomid, alagmalem, hoyu negrorim ba'oretz. So that you put a keves on top of a gomel, so it's a schlepsach to the ground. So that means, bizman abayis, the kvosim were much larger. So memele, so it could be that these shulchanos were take four amis away from the amudim. Vafal pikein, it's called bein amudim, and they were mishtamish together with amudim. But tzasi b'tais v'stomid yisoid rabbeinu Rabbi Baruch Zatzal. The Goin in Mesechtes Midas, it says as follows. He wants to fa'emfa a gemorin and Taisus problems. So the Goyin says, Azoi, min hamokim shehischilu ha-shulchonis, from the place where the shulchonis started, ad shehischil es hananasim daladamis, so he explains, kishmoine nanasim hoyu, there were 8 nanasim, nimtza hoyu zayin avirim, there were 7 avirim. Uchneged kol avir, between each avir, hoya shulchan. There was a shulchan. There was 8 shulchanis, and there were 7 avirim between the nanasim. Rezayin shulchanis. V'shulchan haches, hoya oimed eitzel hananish shebekotze mibachutz. That means there was a shulchan right before the nanasim started. Va'oisei shulchan haye dalad amis. That shulchan was dalad amis. V'chol ha-shulchanis haye oimdim b'shura achas, elo she'azayin oimdim bein ananasim, v'aches haye oimed kineged ha'avir mibachutz. Harei, min ha-mokem she'ischilu ha-shulchanis, ad she'ischilu ananasim, is min ha-shulchanis ad ananasim dalad amis, does not mean from the end of the shulchan there was a mokem ponui. That means from the beginning of the shulchan till the nanasim there was dalad amis. It means there was one shulchan there that was, and so that's the dalad amis. Hey, min ha-mokem she'ischilu ha-shulchanis ad she'ischilu ananasim dalad amis, haynu ka'oirech ha-shulchan. B'zeme turetzes kushes Rashi v'toisvis, madura loy huskir in mokim ha-shulchonis. Why didn't the Tana speak about the mokim ha-shulchonis? Ki loy tzorich la-haskir. Ki kol ha-shulchonis ha-yu neged avash benen ha-nasim. The seven shulchonis, tamazoy. That's what Rashi also was nochis to say. Toisvis also was nochis to say that. I mean that there was shulchonis benen ha-nasim. V'tana choyshev es-ha-nasim. So we're speaking about the mokim. And that shulchan that stuck out, that's taka dal dam. So he said that, he mentioned that. So everything says beferish in the Mishnah. Rube de mizbeach bedorem koi. So the Gemara said that you cannot say that the Tane of our of Midas is Rabbi Yehuda, because we see that the Tana of Midas held that the Roiv of the Mizbeach was Bedorim. Ma shepirish Rashi, so now Rashi had a problem. Rashi had a problem, and again, let's just refresh our memories. Rashi had a problem, what's the Raya that it's good, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. But maybe the Mizbeach, so we had the five Amis that jutted out into Tzofen, so maybe these five Amis covered the Pesach HaHeichel. So it's not Muchach that the Stam Masnissen, the Midas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That was Rashi's Kasha. So Rashi said, you really don't have five Amis, you only have three Amis, because we have the Cheshmen with the Knisa of the Yesod, and the Knesset of the Soivev, so Memele, so we only have three Amis, so then we have the other two Amis are, they're Pnuyim over the Soivev, and therefore, if it doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is, so then it's Shver, why can't you view the Pesach HaHeichel from the Shara Mizrahi? Zok Toisvis, Ma Shepirish Rashi, Shalomaila, so the Emerson Lachaire, Taisis of Tazayme Daikran, every vote of Rashi. Rashi says, you know, after the Saiviv, from the Saiviv, you'll be able to look up and you'll see, Saiviv is 6 Amis, so it's 19 and a half Amis, you'll be able to see a half an Amen. So why did Rashi have to gribble with the Saiviv? Let's go, that's the second Amen going in. The first Knesa was the Yesod. So from the Yesod, you have much more space from the Yesod. It's 13 and a half Amis, the Kakois are 13 and a half Amis, and you have another Amis. And Mela, you have a lot of space to see the Cholol of the Pesach HaHeichel. So why did Rashi Cheshbon with the Soivev? Masha Perish Rashi Shalomaila Miknisis HaSoivev Megule Mi Pesach Beis Amis L'Roicha V'Pesach Hatzi Ava Begoyve Ein L'Tmoy Lama Lai Pirish Lamaila Miknisis HaYesod Miyad. The first Knisa Megula HaPesach Ama. Ama means in the Roichev. In the Roichev Ama ready you have a Begili. The Hadin Imoy, Zaktaisis Hashi, Sanship Shen right, the Hosam Loimis Chazia Pisre, Machmes Yudbeis Mailoi Shebein Ho'ulam Lemis Beach. That means we have to know that when you went up to the Heichel, it was another 6 Amis Saivasai. So we have Saivasai. So you can't say, it's only, with the Yesod, so it's only 14 F Amis, so you have, 5 and a half Amis view of the Pesach HaHeichel. You don't have 5 and Amis view of the Pesach HaHeichel, because you have 6 Amis of the, we have 6 Amis of the, of the Mailes, Bein Ulam Lamazbeach. So, Mele, so, there's nothing but to talk about. Och, he knocked Lamaila mina soivev, visha oisa imailis heim sheish amis. Veheim kolum keneget, the mailis are 6 amis, veheim kolum keneget kidisis a soivev, shemoikein sheish amis mina kalka. So Rashi said, we'll take away all obstacles, we're taking away the 6 amis of the mailis Beinulam lamazbeach, and we're taking away, and so over that, we take away the six amas of Kneged HaSoivev, we'll have a half an amma left. Uma sheiksha Rashi, then Rashi asked the kasha on the Gemara. Rashi's kasha was that, who tells us that, that the Shulchanes were four Amis? Maybe the Shulchanes were Bein Hananasim. So Mamele, we have really left over 25 Amis. And if we have 25 Amis left over, so there's an area of 12 and a half Amis till the Kevish. And then we have, 62 amis from the Mizbeach. So altogether it's 74 and a half. 74 and a half. So that means that there's 7 amis from the Emtza Hazara, the Emtza Pesach HaHeichel, going towards Tzofen. So the 7 and a half amis from Emele, the seven amis going the Tzatzofen, and the 7 amis deducting the 2 from the Soiviv, we have 5 amis that can block completely the Pesach HaHeichel. So what was Rashi's kasha? So Rashi's kasha was, the whole mahalach of the Gemara is to prove it doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi had a kasha, good, so it doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. But it doesn't have to go according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov either. That it could be that the reason why you couldn't see the Pesach HaHeichel is because the Mizbeach jutted out 7 Amis into Tzofen, and Memela, 5 of these 7 Amis blocked the Pesach HaHeichel. That was Rashi's kash. So Ktaisis, Amashe Hiksha Rashi, Amayle Mishani, the Shulchanis Bechlal Nanasim. The Shulchanis on the same Evin Anasim, so then we don't have left over 21 Amis, we have left over 25 Amis. V'chi polgine v'chof hei Amis yud beizu machza b'na kevish l'koysel v'shalas Shulchanis in kein havi ayin dalet u'machza. So come out that the Mizbeach will end after 74 and a half Amis. V'loi mizchaze pizcha b'knisis ha-yesod v'ha-soiviv. And even though you deducted 2 Amis of the knisis ha-yesod v'ha-soiviv, that was Rashi's kasha, and Rashi had a kasha, Rashi could live with a kasha. Lo yibano midochke leforish came. Sha seifa makshu mehanu beiz amis the knisis ayesoid vahasoive. That means Rashi thought of Rashi had a kasha. Maybe Rashi had a whole kasha, which the Gemara didn't speak about, that maybe the Mizbeach is blocking, and it's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then an akasha. Miteich kachik shamashik shreinuchel leforish the pshitis. We can say bepshitis that Rashi's kasha finds sich nicht on. The bepshitis umakshe v'rab yude islam is beich memutze. The Gemara's kasha was like this. Ravada Barava wanted to say that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The mizbech is memutze. So the Gemara is Takash and Ravada Barava Stoma the Midas Leslay Memutza. That's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ulechola Apoches Rubei Bedorim. That means you have to say Rubei Bedorim. Apoches Rubei Bedorim. Vimkein Stoma the Midas the Loi Kevose. So it's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Poho de Masik Elishmamina Rabbeleza Benyake Vidoma Kulei Bedorim. So what's the maskonis of Gemara? Oh, it's a raya goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds it's kulei bedorim. So the Mizbeach could not block it at all. The only reason it was blocked was because of the Mailand Azor of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Let's ask Rashi's kasha. V'loi kamrinen the masnisen the midas svirolei the rubei bedorim. Let us say our own parents. Doesn't go according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Mishnah holds that the Mizbech was Rubei Bedorin. Because the Pesach was covered. What's with Rashi's Kash? Yeshloim also Teisvah says the Kash of Hangzach Nishton. You know why? Mishum deloy ashkechon ella sholosh machloikes baha milse. Where the Mizbeach was, in Shas we find three shittas. Ike leman di oma kuloi betzofen. Tosfos brought down before, that's Rab Shimon, that the whole Mizbeach was betzofen. The Ike leman di oma kuloi bedorim, that's Rab Elazar ben Yaakov. The Ike leman di oma memutze, there's a third time that holds memutze, that's Rab Yehuda. So we have three tanoim. The given that he the midos loy matzina lo ukme kemanda omar kulei betzofen. That's for sure that you can't say that midos is going kemanda omar. We're learning elach that it's 12 nef and 12 nef. So it can't be kulei betzofen. V'loy kemanda omar memutze ein lono levades milibeno machlokes revius v'loy merdekasova masnis and the midos rube bedorim. This Mishnah holds Rubei Bedorim. That means we didn't find such a Tana that held Rubei Bedorim. So that we only have, it's Kulei Betzofen, Kulei Bedorim, or Memutze. Given the Ashken Tana Doma Hochi. So Memele, so that's the Gemara, Allah Kochach, Abelazah Ben Yaakovic, Doma Kulei Bedorim. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it has to be, Taisa says, Rashi Skashe, that's it. If you'll say Rubei Bedorim, Rashi is an ice in the kasha, so could be that the Mizbeach was blocking the Pesach HaHeichel. But Tosfos says there's no such standard of those Rubei Bedorim, so Memele, he's the Sadakasha. Uma Sheperish Rashi Omoni Rabbi Yehudahi, Rashi's own pshat, that he said a Gor Anander pshat, that Rabbi the Barave just wanted to say that the Tane of Tomid is Rabbi Yehuda, the Koyi the Tomid, and the Losha Mashmekein, the Ochi Avalel Meima, Man Tane Tomid, Rabbi Yehuda. Homoni, Vaisi, Losha Moni, Rabbi Yehuda, Mashm, the Koyi, Ahach, the Solik Minei, who was just going that the Mishnah of Midas is going to Kunim Blazim and Yaakov. Rabbi the Barave said, Homoni, Rabbi Yehuda. But given the osi l'shnuye el the leitikshes tomid the tomid ademides the kamar of Yudi he the tomid vein lekayach look me kebos. And how do you know that the mission of tomid is going to Rabbi Yudi? The elamishim the ashken the poligamides. So if the reason you want to zet ein tomid like Rabbi Yehuda because he's not the tana of mides. You know, I'll give you a better reason to say that Stam Tomid is Rabbi Yehuda. Mid Ashken Beresh Perek Kodshe Kodoshim, the Stomid, the Tomid, Kosovrim is Beich Memutze, Rabbi Yehuda. Vakert, if you want to say the Mishnah of Tomid goes on Rabbi Yehuda, Stomid, the Tomid, holds the Mizbeich was Memutze. So the Mizbeich was Memutze, so Stomid is Rabbi Yehuda. So why do you have to go up so backwards at the Midas doesn't hold the Mizbech Memutze, so Mishmael, so that's the Tan of Tomit. The Tomit holds the Mizbech Memutze. Like Ablazer Biyakdu Savakuli Bedom Koi. Vait Koshe, if the problem is, the Mishnah Tomit, so, Leim Abishol, you want to find out the name of that Tan, let's say it's Abishol, Ahid the Tomit Meshach, Chachti Lael, the Stomit the Tomit, the Pligi Astomit the Yube, Abisholhi. That was the Shiloh we had Abishol, that the Keteiris is after the Neiris. Boy, Shemoichik Asforim, the Bechol Asforim, Goris, Maskone, El Olav, Shmam, Nezab, Lezab, Yaakovi, Shmam, Ino. So, this is the slugs of this Pshat, and that's some difficulty that Rashi had, Tesis, Maftavek. Rav Ade, Berei, the Rav Yitzrok, Omar, Hailishke, Aktsuye, Maktsai. Und der Ossi mit Zofen mischazielei bedorim, und der Ossi mit Dorim mischazielei bezofen. Rav Ade bereide Rav Yitzrok is going back to the emperor the kasha we had asked and Daf Tezvov Amid Beis. And Daf Tezvov Amid Beis we asked a stire in two Mishnayis. The Mishnah in Tomit said that the Lishkas Hatloim was Tzvoinis Marovis. The Mishnah in Midai said that it was Deroimis, Marovis Deroimis. Stiren to Mishnayis. Zweda Hosugye, like a Standoim. Rav Ade Bereide Rav Yitzhak said that this Lishke was not in the corner. It was not in any corner. It was in the middle. It was in the middle of Mairev. Now, what are you going to call it? Are you going to call it, is it Tzofen? Or is it Dorim? It's Meir. It was a Meir. Is it Tzofen or Dorim? Dorim is Marovis or Marovis Svoinis. It matters from, this is all relative. It matters from which direction you're coming from. If you're coming from Tzofen, if you're coming from Dorim, so then, so it's not in the corner, so you say, oh, you know, the Lishkas Atloim is Svoinis Marovis. So Mamela, so that's why the Tane in Tomid, he was coming from Dorim. They sent, the Mamuna said, we'll see in Taisvis, he sent out, the Mamuna sent out to go to the Lishkas Atloim. He was coming from Dorim. So he called it Tzfoinis Marovis. If you're coming from Tzofen, it's not in the corner of Tzofen, it's in the middle. So then you call it, so that's Dreimis Marovis. So Memele, so Rav Ade Bereid Rav Yitzchak is just saying one thing. He is saying that Lemaise, it was in the middle. God is a very nice, the Rashi doesn't learn like the Oruch, but the Oruch says, Aktsuyi Maktsayis, he says, Pshat, Muktsa Hoysa Mekarnayim. That means it was moved from the corners. Bloy hoise be miktsaye tsvaynes marovis, it wasn't in Tzofen Meire, bloy be miktsaye marovis droimis, ele be em tsaruach marovis. Man da osi mit Tzofen, if you're coming from Tzofen, kivin shlo ye moitza be Tzofen, he didn't find it in Tzofen, by the corner he didn't find it, marzik lei be dorim, so he says, oh, the lishke is a marovis droimis. Man da osi midorim, kivin shlo ye moitza be dorim, Mechazilei b'tzofen. So that is Rav Ade Bar Yitzchok's teretz. Let us see what Rashi says. Rav Ade Bar Yitzchok Omar Holishkas Atloim Aktsuyei Maktaya. So Rashi does not learn like the Oruch. The Oruch learns that it's a Loshen Mukze. It was Mukze, Muvdol, from the Kroneis. Rashi says, Bishtei HaMikzoyos Nires, you could be miyaches to the two corners. Sha'aruchehi, it was a long lishke, Vaymedes b'mayrov, it was mayrov, in the middle of mayrov, u'mareches, and it was barech letzatzofen, so that means, aktsuye, that means it came close to the ktsei tzofen, u'mareches v'dorim, at korev le'miktsoyeis, shemikan amikan. So therefore, this lishke you could call, so whatever you call it is nishkefelach. You can call it tzvoinis marovis, you can call it dreimis marovis. Da'osei mitzofen mischazilei, a person is coming from tzofen, mischazilei shemishucha letzad dorim. So it looks like it's more on the dorim side, yoisa. Da'osei mitzofen mischazilei mishucha letzad tzofen. That was the Yesod Ateretz. Umistavre. So now the Gemara is Moisif and Rav Ada Bereid Rav Yitzchak. The Gemara says, Umistavre, even though we said it's in the middle, it wasn't in any corner, de bemarovis droimis havoi. It was more of the lishke, it wasn't the exact middle, more of the lishke was facing Marovis Droimis. Mimai, how do I know to say that it was more Marovis Droimis, it wasn't flush in the middle? Mideraminon lechem aponim alechem aponim. Because we had another problem in these two Mishnayis. Lishkas Atloim wasn't the only problem. We had another problem with lechem aponim. Umishaninon, we said, Ateret Omar Avuna Bereid Rabbi Yeshua. Marko choshev derech yemin or marko choshev derech smoil. This, let's go a little further. So Iamrit, that was the teretz of Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. So now Iamrit b'shloim b'marovis droimis avoy, if you'll say the way I said, that it was a little bit more towards Mayrev Dorim, it wasn't mamish in the middle, Heinde de metaretz lechem aponim alechem aponim. Then he said a very good teretz. Ale yamre tzvoinis marovis avoy, but for tzvoinis marovis, soiv soiv, my terutzi de lechem aponim, alav shmamino be marovis, de roimis avoy shmamino. Let us see Rashi. Mistavre de be marovis, roimis avoy, tvei. Umoide bo tane de tomit. The Tana of Tomit that he called it Tzvoinis Marovis, that means, because you're coming from Dorim, so he called it Tzvoinis Marovis. But, in reality, more of the Lishke was in the Dorim Meirev area. Eladinokit Sidro, he said, the Seder Da'osi Midorim Letzofen, he said, the Mischazle Da'achiluchi Kilo Hu Betzofen. But he's really Moide, it's not machlokes that the more of the area of the Lishkas Atloim is Roimis Marovis. Why do you have to say this? Mideraminon lechem aponim. Because we have a kasha of lechem aponim. Davisalke daite, shehu moine vohoilech derech yemin, mitzofen lemayrov, umimayrov ledorim, Umidorem lemizrach. Now Rashi explains. We just have to know we have two Mishnayas. We have one Mishneh, let's focus on lechem aponim, lishkas lechem aponim. The Mishneh in Tomid tells us there were four lishkais in the Beis HaMoiked. The Tzvoinis Marovis was Lishkas Hatloi, then there was Lishkas Achisomes, Lishkas Beis HaMoiked, and Lishkas Lechem Haponim. So the Tane of Tomid told us, gave us two hints. That means we're starting off Sofen Meirev, that's Lishkas Hatloi, and we're ending off, that means the last one, we're going with a pattern, it seems, and we're ending off with Lishkas Lechem Haponim. That is what the Tana of Tomit said. The Tana of Midas was a little bit more explicit. The Tana of Midas said that the Lishkas Atloim was Dreimis Marovis. That was one problem. That we answered already, that it was in the middle, so you could call it Dreimis Marovis, you could call it Marovis, you could call it Tzvoinis Marovis. Fine. And but then he said, the Tana was, he said, the Lishkas Lechem Haponim is Dreimis Mizrachis. That he said, close, Dreimis Mizrachis. So the Tana of Midas holds its Dreimis Mizrachis. Now, the Gemara understood that the Tana of Tomit, if he's starting from the Lishkas Hatloim, which is Tzvoinis Marovis, and he says three more lishkes, and he ends up, the last lishke is the lishke of the lechem aponim. And the Gemara held that this Tana is going liyamin. Kalpinish at the point liyamin. So if he's starting to, he's going liyamin, so it comes out as follows. The lishkes atloim is tzvoinis marovis. The lishkas, the lishkes, the next one is Lishmas Achisomis, so that would be Tzvoinis Mizrachis. We're going from Tzvoinis Marovis, then we're going right, so it would be Tzvoinis Mizrachis. And let us see Rashi. I'm sorry. Derech Yemin Mitzofen Lemayrev. Umimayrev ledorim, umidorim lemizra. Lishkas atloim, I'm sorry, bitzvoina marovis, then lishka is achaisomis bimarovis troim, is that the derech yamin? The derech yamin is, you're going hastes, lishkas atloim bitzvoinis marovis, lishkas achaisomis bimarovis droimis, that is, you're going from tzofen to dorim. Lishkas beis hamoiked bedroimis mizrachis. Lishkas lechem aponim b'mizrochis tzfoinis. So lechem aponim is b'mizrochis tzfoinis. V'avraminen, so if you're going derech yamin, so the lishkas lechem aponim, which was the last lishke, was b'mizrochis tzfoinis. And the Mishnah in Tomit said, it was mizrochis dreimis. V'avramin alei mas nisen demidis. Diktoni dreimis mizrochis hoysolishkas lechem apon. Mishadinon. So on this kasha, Omar Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua. Tane demidis kochoshiv derech yemin. The Tana of midis tak is going derech yemin kedem aforish behedya. You see which direction he's going. The causal umoni midorem, he's going from dorem, that was dorem marovis, the mizroch, umi mizroch, letzofen, umitzofen, lemayrov, mimayrov ledorem, babola hakiv soviv kol abayis, umakiv derech yemin mibachutz, zeu seida akofose, that is called going derech yemin. Umas nisen de tomit, de loy pirish midi, ikele meimar de derech smilmon. The Mishnah of Tomid, it didn't say anything, so memela we could say he's going derech smil, pesulei tikshi midi mehashte. So then we won't have a kash. Now, what is the meila of derech smil? So he says like this. I amret bishloime tane de tomit guf de tone lishkas atloim bitzvoinis marovis. That's what he called it, tzvoinis marovis. It looks like tzvoinis marovis. But my dudu tzad marovis droimis utzvei really was more towards marov dorim. Alofi maris einoi shona mishnoso. He just said the way it looks since I'm coming from dorim. So it looks like this is Svainis Marovis. But really it was Mikaren Dremis Marovis Bolahas Chalimis. But really it's Dremis Marovis. So Memeila Heinem in the Metaritz, Lechem Aponim, Alechem Aponim, Liois Bidremis Mizrochis. So really Lechem Aponim was Dremis Mizrochis. That means if Lishkas Atloim was in reality Droimis Marovis, if Lishkas Atloim was Droimis Marovis, so now we have three Lishkas till we'll come to the Lishkas Lechem Haponim. So the Lishkas Lechem Haponim will end up being Droimis Mizrochis. So Memela, so that is like the Mishnah of Midas. The Lisha Dodi Ketzad Lishkas Atloim B'Dreimis Marovis Ketzad. Lis B'Dreimis Mizrochis. The Tani B'Midas. The Lisha Dodi Ketzad Lishkas Atloim B'Dreimis Marovis. Lishkas Achaisomis we're going smile. Lishkas Achaisomis goes to the smile. The Marovis Svoinis. Lishkas Beis Amoiket Svoinis Mizrochis. Lishkas Lachmaponim B'Mizrochis Dreimis. Eli Amre Davke Tana Lishkas Atloim B'Mikzoyes Svoinis Marovis. Like I was there. Save my Teratz Lachmaponim. Kimoni Derech Smoel. Ava Lishkas Lachmaponim, which this was the fourth Lishke. B'Dreimis Marovis Lefim Inyonoim.